Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Y'all had to know this was coming, right? I laugh way too much not to do this. Let's go.
I'm laughing at you haters. I'm laughing at you haters. I'm laughing at you haters. At you dummies, cause you ain't hard body, you more flimsy than a scrunchie. Fame call these rappers up, see cause now I got the munchies and I'm hungry. That's why you hear that grumbling from my tummy. I'm from nothing, now I'm something, but I am not low, so call me Flocko with a O. Rhymes with taco, yes I got those bigger, bigger, more intensive cab flows. But I ain't talking about Vaseline. Haters don't respect my Nazarene, a dream. Mad cause you broke and nobody wanna fix you. When you do that came to ball and nobody ever picked you. We all playing sports and you making stick figures. We chasing heavy figures and you hating every figure. My building has more levels, so it's not fair to compete with ya. Have you bleeding quadrupelia? I'm not feeling ya. Just play the cards they deal ya. For my line is wheeling ya. Had that nurse wheeling ya. Them haters think they reeling ya in, but I be laughing like. Said I be laughing like. You know I'm laughing like.
This really out.
I love ride.
Hold on, let me get it.
Well, LMFAO. BTW, I estimate your rappers' flows. Everybody say they dope and claim everybody knows. So no longer compare me to that said sickness of the nose. But if I wasn't nose, I'd be running them. These fake cats are Doug Funny. They're from Bluffington.
Oh, man.
Take off your blazer, loosen up your tie. Take your shades off and get yourself a good job. LOL, let you cussing on blogs. My mind's spaceless, you couldn't reach me with a Cogswell cog. I can airmail God with no extra charge. Your mental cell phone lacks bars. Please pardon my. Please pardon
wow.
My. We're all right. I'm laughing, I be laughing like. Yeah, I'm laughing at you laughing like. I'm laughing at you laughing like.
The lights are so bright up here, I can't see past the 10th row. It's about 50
that right
man
right now.
Well, all right. One more time.
Nobody takes the time to laugh it off. Everybody's so nervous like the room at casting calls. I heard this beat is like a milli. Well, go figure. Nowadays, you can't do nothing without hearing Wayne did it. Even though in plain vision, you see that it's different. But with different comes negative attention from the critics. So why?
That means I laugh if you ain't get it by now.
My humor is Peter Griffin. If a lady has me spitting and she can't see when I'm kidding, then she gladly gets to kick and rock. Done with pebbles now and I'm looking for a Wilma. I wish I had a BS filter so I could weed it out like reefer and shrug it off easier. Live from my motherfucking media. I'm laughing like. Yeah, I said I'm laughing like. And you should laugh too.
All right, everybody. What is going on? This is Red Shades at the Hour. We are back in full effect. I told you that this week we would come back with interviews with some good topics, but today we have a very special interview because we are interviewing the CEO of an upcoming magazine straight out of Boston, Massachusetts called Fifth Element, and we will be talking to Brownie. So I think we already have our guest with us today. So Brownie, are you here with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm on live. With Red Shades, really excited
yes.
about this.
Yes, I'm very excited as well. I see we have a lot of love in the chat room right now already. I want to thank everybody for showing love. Everybody, this person on the phone, Brownie, is also in the chat room by the name Fifth L CEO. So make sure you know you can ask any questions. That was Flocko Torres with Laughing, straight out of New Jersey, showing some love. We have another call on the line before we start the interview. So 617, state your name and location, and let me know if you're just listening or you want to tune in and join the conversation later or something like that.
I'd like to join the conversation.
Okay, hi. Can you state your name and location?
Hi, I'm Reggie from Boston. I'm one of the other CEOs for the Fifth Element magazine.
Okay, hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
All right, I'm doing very well. So, all right, so we'll just get into it. Everybody, you know, I always make my announcements. Today we have, you know, a lot of good questions for the CEO and one of the other founders of this magazine, but we also have a topic today like we usually do, like Red Shades at the Hour. We usually we talk about some serious issues, and today at the second half of the show we will be discussing, you know, are you a product of your environment? I also see another call on the line, so I'm just calling when I ask you who you are. Well, it looks like they're just listening. If you want to join, just press number one and put your hand up, and I will take your call. All right, so, you know, Brownie, tell us what Fifth Element is all about. How did you even get that name?
Well, Fifth Element is basically a hip-hop magazine that me, Reggie, and a couple other people started. We got that name while we were brainstorming, basically just on the magazine itself. And we got the name, but basically just about the five elements of hip-hop and what hip-hop is lacking right now, because it's lacking a lot. So there's a lot of things that it's lacking. We'll get into that a little bit later, but, you know, that's how we came up with the name for just basically the five elements of hip-hop and what they are and everything.
And do you mind letting everybody know, for the people who don't know out there, what are the five elements of hip-hop?
Sure, no problem. The five elements of hip-hop is basically graffiti, breakdancing, fashion, MCing and DJing.
Okay, so would you say that's what that name Fifth Element represents? Like, that's the significance of the whole, because it's like it's a broad thing. It's not just, you know, some magazines come out and they're dedicated to solely hip-hop artists or just, you know, sneakers or something like that, but this is the all five elements of hip-hop, correct?
Right, and it's like these are the things that if you look at the foundation of hip-hop and when it started, these are the things that basically contributed to it to make it what it is today, because there would be no hip-hop if there was no DJ. There would be no hip-hop if there was no MC or the fashion or the breakdancing or graffiti. So it's like all of this is something that plays a part to everything of this music, all of this culture, and it's just like we're here to basically bring it back to life because it's not dead. You know what I'm saying? It's hanging on by a pulse, but we're going to bring it back alive.
Now, a lot of things, you know, a lot of people, they think when they hear that phrase, you know, hip-hop is dead, they think, oh, well, how can it be dead if you have me? Hip-hop is not just the music. Hip-hop is the five elements. So that's why, you know, I enjoy doing this interview today to enlighten a few people, because hip-hop is not just the rap music. And so when they say hip-hop is dead, they mean as a whole, you know, the culture, not just, you know, we've got a few mainstream artists out there putting out music and it's alive. That's not what it means to me. But
right.
Reggie, did you have anything to add to that?
Definitely. Like Brownie said, hip-hop is definitely about the five elements, but more than that, when people say hip-hop is dead, hip-hop is more than just the elements or a culture. It's a lifestyle, and that's what people fail to look at it as. How can a lifestyle be dead if people are living it daily? The three of us here on this phone conversation, all of your listeners, it's more than just the elements or the music or the fashion. It's really about bringing people together and sharing something that's great, and that's what we're trying to resurrect.
Okay, and I definitely agree with that. Now, with that being said, I'm going to get into a track real quick, and when we come back, we'll get more in depth with the whole magazine and who were the founders and how you even got that connect to start it. And this song is a song from Mike Black from NY. It's called Hip Hop is a Slave. And I think I chose the song to play right now because it has a lot to do with what this magazine is trying to put people onto, because a lot of people seem to be brainwashed. So everybody take a listen to Hip Hop is a Slave by my boy Mike Black.
Okay, yes, I want to rap about a gun, cause it sounds so cool, and it sounds like fun, and I can get a few bitches, and I can call myself a pimp, with them cuffs that look like buckets and all that colorful shit. With the proper attire, I'll be called the Mac, gaiters on my feet, top hat to match, got two steps right, cause my shoes might snap back, nigga bitch hoes are sold, might be one of my next singles to blow, I don't know, I need them to be believers, I don't care if think it's whack. Cause if Mims made a mill saying you're nothing on the track, shit, I'm trying to do that. I'm a hustler, this rapper shit is really not for me. I just see that there's money in it and I could be on TV. Yes, we chase steps just to call ourselves brave. Lost in the maze, still live on my mental slave. Hip hop is a slave, the slave is the African. The industry is the master is European. Real hip hop don't get played on they station, cause the industry is tied to all these corporations. So they can't have hip hop messing up what they're creating, so they keep that same shit all in rotation. Okay, yes, now my career is on the low, profiting off of the miseries of the ghetto. Now I gotta take a picture with a bulletproof vest, with a gun in the holster, like a gangster is supposed to. And I can't show no emotions in any way, cause I gotta keep it thorough, and I don't wanna seem gay. So I got to have lots and lots of women in my face, all in the video, asses all day. So when she walks past with that fat old ass, everything stops, so the world can get a glance. Money in the hand, throw it at the camera. Make sure all the other rappers can't stand ya. And don't forget to make a drug track, club track, love track, that's the format. Yes, we shake that just to call ourselves brave. Lost in the maze, deliver my mental slave. Hip hop is a slave, the slave is the African. The industry is the master is European. Real hip hop don't get played on a station, cause the industry is tied to all these corporations. So they can't have hip hop messing up what they're creating, so they keep that same shit all in rotation. Okay, yes, now that I got your attention, it seems as if hip hop lacks self-expression. Every time I hear new rap, there's no life lessons, profiting off dreams and fantasy reflections. They care less as long as their chains go. It's all about the money, slavery was also. Yes, they want me rap about their glamorous and gold, while the youth is in the ghetto, losing their soul. Being smart is not good enough, I suppose. But acting like something you're not, I guess it goes. So often, youngins lose their souls. Child coffins, the lives we lost in. We got to be a fool to think prison is a dream. But trees without roots just blow in the wind. Yes, we chase death just to call ourselves brave. Lost in the maze, deliver my mental slave. Hip hop is a slave, the slave is the African. The industry is the master is your. European. Real hip hop don't get played on a station, cause the industry is tied to all these corporations, so they can't have hip hop messing up what they're creating, so they keep that same shit all in rotation.
All right, everybody, that was Hip Hop is a Slave by Mike Black from New York. All right, now, Brownie and Reggie, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I felt that song represented that magazine only because what you said before. It's lost, but you said it's on post right now, and it's coming back. Now, I see we have another caller on the line in the 617. If you would like to join the conversation, you can press the number 1 right now. If you are just listening, you can stay where you are. Thanks for tuning in. Now, Brownie, who are the founders of this magazine? And I noticed I was reading something and I saw that this wasn't just a local thing because, as I stated before, this magazine was started in Boston, but I noticed that you have workers from different regions and it's like, you know, it's a global thing, not just something in Boston. So who are the founders and how did you guys meet?
Well, at this time, we had 5 founders when we first started off. We had Adrian Peters, who's our regional director of Boston right now. Reggie's on the line right now, and he's taking care of ATL. So it's like we're putting it in different regions, but we also have Kathleen St. Fleur. You know, she's helping us out. She's working out of Boston, too. We have myself. I'm taking care of New York, even though I'm running out of Boston. We have one other person named Mark Ramirez, and he's running out of Boston as well. So we're really trying to expand right now and go all over the place. So right now we're really hitting up New York and the South. So it's like, you know, I'm trying to expand. So if any artist is in the room, you know, let me know, because we're trying to get out in Cali and everywhere else. Whoever wants to be involved with the movement, we're really looking forward to that right now.
Okay, now how did you, like, what was the networking process like for this to even happen? Like, who did you speak to? What contacts? What people did you have to contact to even get this to happen? Like, because I know a lot of people may want to start an online magazine, but, you know, where do you start? Where do you begin?
Well, it's really complicated the way that Fifth Element was it was brought together, because it's like it started off with an idea, but it's the way that we grew up as well. Like me and Reggie, we both worked at a nonprofit organization called Project Think Different and everything, and it's like we learned a lot of strong organizational skills from working there, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. from there, we met a lot of people. We met a lot of connections out in Boston. We met a lot of artists out in Boston. So it became to the point where it was just like, wow, you know what I mean? We're meeting everybody. We're meeting all these connections. The connections kind of were a little bit inherited, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it's like...
Now, go into detail about that, inherited, like with who?
We're working strongly with Press Pass TV. Because Press okay. Pass is basically like an organization in Boston that's given us their cameras, that's given us everything we need to edit all of our film, because mm-hmm. we're really dropping this on YouTube on January 1st. So
okay.
it's like, it was really complicated trying to get everything underway, but it's like Press Pass is working with us like so well, like they're really helping us put everything together. And also I have one of our basically... I'm not going to call him a founder, but he's like a background investor. And
mm-hmm.
he created True Magazine, which was sold off to California. True Magazine's been around for a minute. If you guys want to check that out, that's True Magazine. Google that.
Now, what
go
was
to
True
Magazine.com.
Okay, you told them to Google it. I was going to ask them a brief, you know, what's True Magazine? Was that also a hip-hop magazine as well? Or
yeah, True Magazine was a lot similar to The Source. And it's
mm-hmm.
like True Mag was really great because they would have a lot of local artists as well as mainstream. Like they would have an artist like 50 Cent right on the cover. But if you
mm-hmm.
turn to the back, instead of like an ad on the back cover, if you just turn it upside down, there's another cover on the back, but it would have an underground artist. So
okay,
the
I'm
first,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, the first when you first see the mag, you'll see 50 Cent on the back on the front. But if you turn to the back, you'll see somebody like, you know, 357 to Familia, somebody from Boston that's just really straight up doing their thing. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that's one thing I felt was real powerful about True Mag. And basically that person that started True Mag is who's guiding us into spawning Fifth Element into something like True Mag or something like XXL or something like The Source. We're working up there because The Source and XXL, yeah, they're doing it. Like XXL is who I respect the most right now because
okay.
they're who's doing it. But it's like, they're doing it for the mainstream people. There's a little bit of underground, but it's 5% underground.
Okay, okay. Now, explain what the jobs are over at the magazine, like who does what, seeing that there's so many elements to the, you know, so many sections in the magazine. It's not just all about, you know, the rap music. I heard you mention it's about fashion, it's about DJing, graffiti, and all that stuff. So who does what, and what is your position? And Reggie, also, you can feel free to call in. But before we do that, I'm sorry, caller in the 772, state your name and location, and you can let me know if you're just listening or you would like to join the conversation.
Listening.
Oh, okay. Well, you can press number one if you would like to join. So, yes, you can go to answering that question. I was saying, Reggie, you can feel free to join and just tell us, you know, who does what, what's your position at the magazine.
Okay, cool.
So...
You can go ahead. You can go ahead, Reggie. You can go first. You can
right.
go first,
so
Reggie.
When we came up with this idea of the elements, we were thinking about tying them into different things that came into life, possibly like elements of nature or something to really revitalize the way that people look at these elements. Like, for instance, breakdancing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Earth elementally is like what we stand on. It's our grounding. The dance starts, the breakdancing starts off in the hip-hop culture as
mm-hmm.
that foundation, and it spawns out with the music that goes along with in the b-boy fashion and all of that. So pretty much fashion will be covered by Kathleen St. Fleur out of Boston. Let's see. I'm sorry. My element is dancing. There we go. Breakdancing. And since I live in Atlanta, currently at school, and so, you know, there's a new dance, there's a new song and everything every day. There's always a dance that goes along with it, and that pretty much ties into, like, water, the fluid dance movement. And, Brian, you want to take it from there?
Yeah. At this point, we have me and Ray Adrian basically working on MTN. just because there's so much going on around that. And DJing is something that we're kind of like partnering with. It's not like somebody that's like in one section, because right now we're just in the beginning. You know, it's so hard to like assign somebody one section, and especially with the different regions, we're all taking part of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's like certain parts of us, like Reggie right now, he's in the South. He's taking care of the South for us. But if there's somebody that's in the South that's a DJ, you know, Reggie's going to reroute them to somebody up here so we can get that interview going.
Okay. Now, with the interviews, that you see, we're doing this interview now, and it's live, it's on the phone and everything, but I think I read somewhere that you guys actually go up to the artist and record them, and it's interviews like that that people can actually watch. Now, before you go into depth about that, I read, you know, that Fifth Element, they're launching a YouTube channel January 1st. So what does that channel consist of? Is it just showing all the interviews, or it's going to show everything from all the Five Elements?
Well, it's going to show everything from all the Five Elements for now, because as a magazine, all the magazines right now, like print is dying. We're wasting trees. We're messing up trees. We're like messing up the environment right now. So it's like with us, we're kind of, you know, environmentally proactive. We're going to actually get on YouTube and not waste paper and actually show all of our stories on YouTube for now.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see. I see what you mean. So, do you have, as of now, do you have any confirmed artists that you are going to interview in the future?
Yeah. We actually have a lot of people that we're working with right now. You know what I mean? We're going to be working with, you know, Black in the chat room. I just talked to him. I got his email address.
Okay,
but we're definitely going to be
Black
working
in the chat room.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I got DJ Hayes, which is one of the, you know, artists that, one of the DJs that have a lot of mixtapes going in New York. We got Christian Dior, which is an up-and-coming artist from Harlem. We got LT. He's coming from basically ATL. Young Cash, that's working with basically T-Pain's label. We got Stash House from Boston. We're working with DJ Vic Vicious from New York. There's so many people right now. Like,
now that's
so many
people. How did that come about? Who's the person that was just hands-on and went up to these people, went calling around? Was it a group effort, or was there just one person that goes and calls everybody to try to confirm guests?
Well, it's definitely a group effort. Whatever we do, it's by region, but it's definitely a group effort. Like, if somebody came up to me, but I'm working out of, you know, working with New York artists, and he's just like, oh, I'm from Boston, I like to do such and such. Okay, I'm going to pass him along to somebody that's working on working out of Boston. So that way it'll be easier for us to move and easier for us to locate, because there's only five of us right now.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So, okay, now I see we have a caller in the 702 area. You put your hand up. State your name and location.
My name is Shaquanda. I just want to know, do you think it's fair to say that, like, if Dickie was alive, you'd put him in your book?
I think that question, we'll get back to that.
Who is laughing?
We'll get back to that one, but 912, state your name and location.
Hey, sis, this is Cece. I was just listening in.
Okay, thank you, Cece. Thank you so much. I'll keep you right there. If you want to say anything, you can come back. But back to the 702 caller, Ronnie, you can answer that. I think what they were asking was, if Dickie was alive, would you put them in your magazine?
It would honestly depend on how Biggie would be moving right now, because it's like, we're not just going to throw anybody in there. It's about the love for hip-hop, how they're representing the music, and how they're representing as an artist themselves. So if he was producing great music right now, then yeah, definitely. But if he was doing something like Soulja Boy, probably not.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Reggie. Oh, okay, you said you're going to get to that. I just wanted to ask, so what kind of artists do you usually go after, and do you only target underground artists?
At this time, no. We have some people that are up and coming that will be mainstream. Like, I know I'm working with a lot of J.R. Writers people that are going to be in the magazine that are kind of mainstream. I don't want to name any names yet, but we're working with both, because we don't want to discriminate. If you're underground, if you're mainstream, it doesn't matter. It's like underground artists don't get that much shine. So it's like, if they're not getting that much shine, I'd rather put you on there to help you out, to boost your shine. So it's kind of like a boost for these people.
Okay, now we have another caller that put their hand up, 617. State your name and location.
I'm Donna calling from Boston. I'm just listening.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Donna. Keep tuning in. Thanks for coming and joining Red Shades at the Hour.
Okay.
All right. Now, okay, so you said they don't necessarily have to be underground because some of them are soon to be mainstream. Okay, so that's good to know. So anybody, the artists out there listening, you know, we'll definitely do the plugins at the end of this interview so you can contact this online magazine and possibly get some features in there. Now, explain each element of the magazine. Like, what can we expect in each section? Like, what are we actually going to be reading? Like, why should somebody go and subscribe to this magazine? Like, what's in it that's so different from the other ones that we should read this one?
I'm going to say, first off, like, with all the different elements, there's not a magazine that's out there that's that interactive that's going to hit every element of hip-hop. Like, the fashion industry, the hip-hop fashion industry is lacking right now. You go into a magazine, you start turning the pages, all you'll see is ads for something. You know what I mean? Like, we have one person that we're working with right now. I think you interviewed him. His name is Timmy Lasseter, and he started Touch the Sky Clothing. Like, it's so hard to start a clothing line nowadays, and
yeah.
Just that come up and that struggle is something that I would love to report on. I'd love to do an interview with Tim just to see how, like, it is to actually start up an actual clothing line. What if there's somebody out there that wants to learn how to do it and they don't know how?
Exactly, and that's why I like interviewing entrepreneurs and up-and-coming people because, you know, everybody knows about the people who are already established. I mean, I find no point in doing that, but these people who are coming out now, you never know, you know, how big the magazine or his clothing line will be in a few years.
Right.
Okay, so we have another caller on the line, but I'm not going to answer it unless they press number one to put their hand up. That way it can let me know that you want to speak. I'm talking about 772. So now what I wanted to ask was, do you have any plans of making this magazine accessible in stores, or it's just going to continue to be an online magazine? Because I heard you say, you know, the trees out there and it's dying and things like that, so I take it your answer's no. But I had this question beforehand. Yeah, so... this is going to continue to be an online magazine, right?
Yeah, it is going to be exclusively online. Like, later on, we might get subscriptions, but for now, it's going to be free.
Okay.
We don't plan to move it into stores because, you know, I'm an environmentalist, so I don't want to kill trees.
Okay, excuse me. Okay.
I'm in a chat room. I'm in green.
Okay,
I go green.
Okay, that's great. That is great. Reggie, do you have anything to add to what we're talking about?
Yeah, also, just talking about in terms of the elements, just to tie back real quick, definitely in terms of the magazine, like Brownie said, there aren't really magazines that go into the elements in detail. And a lot of people don't realize the foundation or what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize the foundation or what's going on with these things. They just sort of tune into the movement just because of something popular or trendy, but we're trying to bring it back from just a trend and re-bring it back into the realm of lifestyle, like I said before.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll sort of close it up, and we'll do the plug-ins where people can reach you and everything like that. So just hold tight, okay?
Cool.
I don't know how to respond to that because that's your friend, and they're trying to have a serious show early.
You got me going, going around in circles. I just don't know where to go.
I made you regret, I even know you got me like a friend. Santa. Chris Breezy. P-O-L-O the dog. Ha, got one. She don't know I'm trying to take her back home with me. I told her I have a seat in my ride. She said I look like I taste good and she wanna eat me alive. She looking good in them new tall heels. I'm looking at her like a full course meal. Chill, I got all the girls checking me. They know I'm a dog, but they love my pedigree. Yeah, just call me Mr. Orgasm. And if you come with me, I guarantee you gon' have one. Hottest in the hood, freshest on the block. Watch stop on the Gucci and the Louis that I rock. If not, I stay polo down to the socks. Rings, chain, and watch worth more than Fort Knox. Temporary plates on the Audi R8. Diamonds match what I'm wearing. She can't stop staring.
Another call on the line, 772. You have your hand raised. State your name and location.
My name is Shakita. I'm in Florida, and I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Brownie and Reggie, are you here?
Yep.
All
yep,
right.
Still here, still here.
Okay, so now we're getting into the closing of things, and then we're going to transition into the topic that I found out that Brownie would like to join. I heard you know you have a lot to say about that. But with that being said, so when is the magazine officially launching? Where will we be able to read it? Like, will it be on its own site, or will it be on something else? You know, tell us a little bit about that, because a lot of people in the chat room want to know, you know, where is this and where can we find it?
You can definitely find it on YouTube January 1st, 2010. We're starting off the new year by launching everything that we have. We're launching all of our content starting on that day. So all these interviews that we're talking about with all these artists and all the exclusive songs that we get with these artists and everything is going to be dropped on that date. So you'll hear a lot from us on YouTube. We're going to be starting our own YouTube channel. And if anything,
okay.
I'm going to write it in the chat room right now, our basically our email address if you want to keep in contact with us. And we can also... You can also find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on MySpace. We everywhere. So I'm just going to type that into the basically just the chat room so you guys can see that.
Okay, now, Reggie, explain to us about, I see that you guys have a radio show. Explain what that's all about. I know you can't give too much details on it as of yet, but just tell us a little bit about what that's about.
All right, so the radio show pretty much is just going to be Kathleen St. Clair, like we had mentioned earlier, who's in charge of fashion and from the Boston area, she's pretty much going to be working with a local Boston DJ coming up with this radio show talking about different topics and different things going on and interviewing and getting feedback on what's going on in the people most active in the hip-hop community, which are its consumers. You know, a lot of people talk about different things which are going on in the community, but they don't really realize how deep it goes because they're not really active consumers of it.
Right.
When the FCC talks about censoring different channels and stuff, it's just like, well, have you heard from the artists who are actually speaking these lyrics or from the people who are actually singing these songs or the people actually producing this content? So pretty much we're just going to be working on that, and it's going to be hot. Definitely have to stay tuned for that.
Okay. Now, can people make subscriptions to this magazine, and do you have any prices, or is it free for now? What?
We're probably going to start off with it being free for now. You know, it's grassroots. We're trying to stay green, like Brownie said, we're just trying to get it off the ground at this point because, you know, it's coming to that tipping point where it's just like we're almost at the point of no return and how are we going to save this lifestyle. So it's probably going to be free for now. I doubt subscriptions will happen in the future. We'll probably have to talk about it. And I'm also, we're on, like Brownie said, we're on all of the major media, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook. Also, I'm working on producing this blog site called Tumblr. Tumblr, you can produce different media, videos, pictures, tag different things. So I'm going to work on creating one of those before we drop on 1110. So it's a new decade coming out. Watch out for us.
Okay. Well, Brownie, do you have any closing statements as well as Reggie? Because we're about to, you know, close this interview up and transition into the topic. And I see Mike Black in the chat room has a lot of connections. So if you want to, feel free to call in the number 347-838-9910 and let us know about where we can hit you up at, because the people on the line and the other people listening won't know. So feel free to call in, Mike Black. I know it takes a while to get to the people listening because there's a delay, but call in. Now, Brownie and Reggie, you can do your plug-ins now for the people who can't see in the chat room and everything like that. You can do that now.
Okay, if you want to keep in contact with us, you can definitely hit us up at fifthelementmag@gmail.com. And I'll spell that out. It's the number 5thelement@gmail.com. Same thing for Twitter. It's twitter.com/5thelementmag. You know, that whole thing. Same thing with Facebook. It's the same thing, fifthelementmag. So if you'd like to definitely hit us up, you can contact us by email, by Twitter, Facebook, whatever's best for you. We're always here, so find us that way.
Okay. Reggie?
Same goes for me. I'm on Twitter. My personal Twitter name is what? Twitter.com/MCMarauder, like Midnight Marauders by a Tribe Called Quest, that type of marauder. I'm on Facebook. You can find me on the Fifth Element Mag. Just stay in touch pretty much. You put yourself out there, we'll contact you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. I want to thank you guys so much for agreeing to do this interview. Now, a few people will know about your online magazine launching January 1st on YouTube, so everybody make sure you go and check that out. And I want to thank people for tuning in, but we are not done yet. We are going to get into a topic. I'm just going to play a drop, not a song, playing a drop real quick, and when we come back, we're going to get right into it. Now, everybody out there listening, if you want to join this discussion, because I know this is real controversial, you know, please feel free to call in. The number is 347-838-9910.
Hey, what's good? It's your man Southern MC, and you are tuning in to Red Shades Live on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Shaheen, aka the Dream King. And when I'm not holding down my show on Blog Talk Radio on Fridays and Sundays, I'm checking out my girl Red Shades. She's doing her thing. Y'all show her some love, cause she's gonna be blazing up them hot joints, them hot exclusives, banging it in your ear. You heard.
What's up? It's your boy Jay Bailey, and y'all listening to my little sis Red Shades live on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Goofy Bone of Straight Loke Records, and you tuning into the finest baby girl in Boston, and that's Red Shades, and she's only here live on
We Love You Red.
We love you.
Yo, this is MC Light, and right now you're checking out Red Shades. You're rocking with the best.
All right, everybody, we are back. So, Brownie, thank you for joining this discussion with me, because I think, you know, a lot of people will have different things to say about this. So are you ready?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, my question is, you know, does your surroundings determine who you are as a person, and are you a product of your environment? And that is a general statement. So I just want to know, I quickly, you know, state your views on that, and then the debate can begin.
Definitely. Like, you definitely are a product of your environment. Everyone is. But it's a matter of what you do with yourself to get out of that environment and to change yourself. You know what I mean? Because some people can grow up in the ghetto, and they can grow up with a hard lifestyle, and they can choose to be a bitter person when they grow up, or they can choose to be somebody that's going to take all that bitterness and move it into something positive. So everybody's a product of their environment, but it's a matter of how you use it to, you know, pursue your lifestyle.
Okay. Now, you see, when I looked at that question, I didn't think about it in that way. When I saw the question, does your surroundings determine who you are as a person, for that reason that you just said right there, I don't agree with it. I don't think that your surroundings has anything to do with you as a person or the home that you're raised in, because you can have a crackhead for a parent and a deadbeat father and come out and be a scholar. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
right.
Like, so you can grow up in the worst of the worst neighborhood and still come out and be successful. Like, I read these statistics about, oh, these kids growing up in a one-parent home or growing up in a home with, you know, the father's there and the mother's not there, or they're divorced, you know, they're going to turn out rebelling in school, they're going to do poor academically. Like, where do they get these from? You know what I'm saying? So when I look at it from that standpoint, I don't agree with it, and I don't think you're a product of your environment. But I will say that I like where you took it with that, because I never thought about it that way. So, you know,
right,
you have to say,
like, right, because I could use an example for you. Like, me and my sister both grew up in, you know, a kind of rough environment when we was growing up. But my sister's a nerd, to be honest with you. She gets straight A's in school. And
okay.
With me, it wasn't necessarily like that. So it's like, it's different with two different type of people that grew up in the same environment. Like, I agree with what you're saying. But
mm-hmm.
At the same time, it depends on the type of person you're going to be when you grow up.
So you feel the environment, you know, that determines who you're going to be when you get older?
Not necessarily. I mean, it is, like, because everybody's, if, let's say Dorchester, for example, Dorchester, Massachusetts, right in Boston. We're all from Dorchester. So we already got all the odds against us, because we're growing up in the ghetto, growing up in the hood. Everybody's like, okay, you guys are all kids from the hood. You're going to grow up in. You know what I mean? It's just going to be, they're going to expect the bad. They're going to expect the worst from you. But it's like, at the same time, you can't necessarily say that, because there's some people that grow up in Dorchester that are like lawyers, that are lawyers,
exactly.
That grew up here, that are like politicians that grew up here. I mean, yeah, they base it off
they base it off everything because it's like there's some people, for example, for mothers that are single moms, mm-hmm. there's a majority, the majority will stay in the neighborhood. There's people that have been here for 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yep.
I mean? And it's exactly. just like they base it off the majority, not for the people. It's like even though we got the odds against us, they base it off of the majority instead of like that 10% or that 20% that actually do something really positive and really amazing.
Okay, now as far as when they start making those statistics about the parents and how you raise your child, what do you have to say about that? You know, when they say, well, you know, they're not going to grow up too good because, you know, their mother's a crackhead and their father, you know, he's not around and their grandmother has all these kids to take. Oh, excuse me, we have a caller, 347. If you want to join the conversation, state your name and location, or if you're just listening, say you're just listening.
This is Mike Black. I'd like to join.
Okay, how you doing, Mike Black? How are you?
Everything's cool. Maintaining.
Okay. You can state your opinion right now. Feel free.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, listening to what y'all was saying. I don't know if my computer is slow. I don't know. But anyway, I was listening, listening to what y'all was saying, basically, and, I feel what y'all saying as far as, like, when you come from, it doesn't make who you are sometimes. But I do believe, you know, the dudes that do make it out of the situation where we at, you know, I believe that we should always come back and provide something. I mean, I know we can't expect people to drink the water, but you bring mm-hmm. the water out, I mean, it's like clean. When you put clean water next to dirty water, what do you think people going to pick all the time? Clean water. They ain't going to drink dirty water. So it doesn't matter how gangster you are, you ain't going to drink no dirty sewage water. So, you know what I mean?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I just think that, you know, as long as the people that do know, because, like, a lot of us do not make it out. You know, a lot of us do make it out despite what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ones that do got the college degrees and is making it out, you need to come back and leave something for the people. And now you can't expect them to drink, but put it there so they can see it, so they can see the possibility.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question. When you say come back to the hood where they came from and give back where? To give resources, or you're talking about individual people? Because I had a show about that earlier. not to change the subject, but it was called Selling Out. And I had to state my opinion. I said, and this is not directed towards you, but I said, why do people feel that when somebody makes it big, they're obligated to come back to you and give you something? If you didn't help them on their way up, why do they have to help you now? What did you do for me? That's how I look at it. It's not a fact of being mean. It's just like I said, if I'm going to give back to my community, I'm going to give back to libraries. I'm going to give back to schools. I'm going to give back to, you know, get some new computer stuff. I'm not going to go to somebody, a person, and give them watches and money and stuff so they can just go spend it on something.
Right.
You know, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, she's real because she came back and gave me. Like, no, I don't care with that. I'm going to give back to the school for my students so they can, you know, further their education. You know, so I was just asking about that.
Well, I'll see you on that. But, you know, when you see that, no matter what, when you see that your community is in crisis,
mm-hmm.
you're going to provide something, you know what I mean? And even though, 'cause a lot of us do not know. A lot of us think it's a normal way to be shiesty, to be crabs in a bucket. A lot of us think
mm-hmm.
it's a normal thing to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dangerous to also go back because, I mean, we kill each other out here. But it's also, when you set something up, because mind you, well, I wake up every morning and go to school and so forth. Every morning I see all the bachelor degrees, the master degrees, all the black people that got all these degrees leaving the hood, but while all these other coaches coming into the hood open up shop. You know, we leaving the hood to go work somewhere else while the other people coming in the hood open up shop, you know? So I just think that I think we got to learn to provide something no matter what. I mean, and love our own unconditionally. Because, you know, we are our only solution, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that right there.
Yeah, we are our only solution.
Now, Bronnie, do you have anything to add on to that?
I mean, in a way, I kind of agree. I agree with what you said 100%. Like, I'm not just going to go up to anybody like, hey, you live in Dorchester, here's $100.
That's what people expect. Like, you know, we all know there's haters out there, and they always go.
There's rappers out there that do that. Just fly to your house just because.
Go ahead.
If, Hello?
Oh, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, the thing about the rappers, a lot of rappers put out a lot of violence. They put a lot of, they put out that energy. So them cats don't even know what they're talking about. You know, a lot of them brothers just trying to find themselves, and they put a lot of that violence. Oh, I'm getting this. Of course, you bring meat around wolves, they're going to bite. You know, so that's the thing about it. You know, like, you from that area. You know how it is in the ghetto. You know where we are. You know, we like zombies out here. And it's real. People live that life. People really living this life, and it's some is entertainment. But we got to understand, like, we in a crisis. We in a holocaust. I mean, if not in a physical, we in a mental holocaust, you know. And I think our children, the babies out here, you know, I think a lot of us is, I think we just forgot. I mean, musically, you know, and I think we're so focused on the personal gain that we lost our purpose within our community. Because first we got to find ourselves. We got to find ourselves.
Exactly. Like, I feel like everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. Like, everybody,
you
get mad at. Look, it's like if somebody's not doing something, you have something to say. And then when they're successful, you still have something to say because you're mad because you're not successful when they are. So it's just like you can't win. So that's why I tell people, you know, you can't please everybody. It's like
exactly. It's
like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, what do these people want? Like what I was talking about earlier is those people, those lazy people that sit back and they just, all they do is talk trash about what the next person's doing. But yet I don't see you getting up trying to do anything. Like all you're doing is being a part of the problem. My whole thing is, if you can't be a part of the solution, you shouldn't be commenting on the problem because you're just making it worse. You're just sitting there talking nonsense.
For real. That's real. We got a lot of that. For real. That's real.
So, I mean, like, that's my whole thing. Like, Brownie, I think she was going to talk about it, and I'm going to let you come back in, Brownie. Like, you know, what do I owe you? What do we owe them? Like, I understand in a sense, you know, your community, the neighborhood, but what do I owe you personally, you know?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, there's so many people out there that'll just sit here and complain and not do anything with their lives. But it's like those are the ones that sit here and get comfortable in it. These are the people that sit here and get comfortable in these things. Because when I sit here and talk about the ghetto, there's a lot of people out here, there's a lot of moms out here that'll just settle for being on welfare and settle for doing these things. And it's like, why would you be comfortable in that? Like with me, I'll be honest, I'm a single parent.
Yeah.
But I work two jobs, I go to school, I'm starting my own business, and it's like I refuse to stay here.
I refuse to stay
in the ghetto.
So showing
that's
that, like, you shouldn't make any excuses then. People shouldn't have any excuses out here. You just gave your circumstances live on the air. So I don't want to hear anybody talk about, well, you know, I have this and I have this to do. Look at what you're doing. They should use this as inspiration.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
One thing I say that we got to be careful watching these people because everybody got an excuse, you know. But one thing I do say for us that do know, that's busting our chops, that's doing our thing, we got to, I just think that we should understand but not accept these excuses. Because like I said, we are our own, we are, the ones that do know is the only ones that can check the ones that don't, you know, in our community, you know what I mean? No other culture can come in and teach us how to do anything. We got to teach ourselves and rebuild ourselves and not hold, we got to hold people accountable for their excuses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Address these things. And that's real. That's real.
And how is that going to happen, though? That's what I sit back. I talk about it all the time, but, you know, how is it going to happen? But one thing that Ronnie mentioned that I like because I wanted to mention this is with the people who just abuse the welfare, they abuse, you know, the Section 8, all that stuff like that. Like, what that makes us mad because that money is coming out of your paycheck.
Taxpayers.
Yeah.
It's
that come out of my check.
Exactly. So you're just sitting back there doing nothing while everybody else is, you know, putting in blood, sweat, and tears trying to make the decent amount of money that they are making, and they get bad amount taken out, but you know, for taxes for you, and you could be working.
Yeah, that's real. You know, with that, I'm kind of shaky because it's like the whole system is set up for us to be scrambling and fighting amongst each other. So you got the quote unquote middle class fighting against the poor people. You know, we all don't have anything. You know, so it's like, I don't know. It's kind of shaky with that. And I feel y'all saying, but I'm kind of shaky with it. It's kind of weird for me. You know, because we all scrambling. I know during slavery, we got the slaves fighting amongst each other. Who plantation is better? And they both in slavery.
Exactly.
I'm
kind
of confused about it.
Like, I don't understand that. You know, I don't want people to think we're going to give them a history lesson right now, but I just want to say, like, how do you separate a house nigga from how do you make two different type of niggas? Like, I don't understand. You shouldn't be a nigga in the first place. You understand what I'm saying? So you're sitting there getting all happy because, oh, I'm a house nigga. Like, I'm in the house. And, no, you're still working. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's ignorant to me. And, you know, it's sad, you know?
I think it's confusing because, you know, we all scrambling. And they gave us the titles, middle class, and they got the poor people. So it's like, now we got a title, now we holding this middle class title, so we hold the proly, you know, and it's kind of dangerous because we all scrambling. You know, and it's weird. You know, and the system set up the way that we fighting amongst each other, while they just like, okay, let them fight. We over here doing our thing. You know, and it's weird. I don't know. It's shaky, man. It confuses me a little bit, man. For real.
So that's cool. And Bronnie, did you have anything to say about that? Because you know, people in the chat room see someone said, and people wonder why I work for myself. Hey, you know, you got to do it how you got to do it. But
yeah. So you gotta I can't speak for anybody, but I know for me, and I think like the Fifth Element, another magazine, that's very important because you know people like that's doing their thing, and people like y'all see y'all trying to get support real the elements of hip hop. That's real, man. I seen it. I'm just like, man, that's powerful. You know, I think we need more people that do know to set up institutions like that to like let people see the possibility. All we gotta do is show people the possibility of being this way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean the possibility, because you know what I mean. It's like I know it's, in our neighborhood it's uncool to be intelligent.
Exactly.
So
see, you bringing that up, I just wanted to ask you, like, well, on the selling out show, you know, they say they for some of the people that they claim that are selling out, they go, oh man, I know you used to go to school like you was in school, and I was like, is that a bad thing?
Exactly.
Like how? Like what? Is that a diss? Like, you wasn't in school, so you should be the one sitting there. They should be, you know, cracking on you. Like, how is that? I don't, they're like, yeah, he was in school back in something. Like, they like to say that about Pac, I noticed, too. Like, he ain't no gangster. He went to school.
Pac always said, he wrote, one thing I love, Pac said, he said that I write music for the cats that's dealing the struggle, that's trying to get out of the hustle, do what they got to do. But the problem is the people that's trying to be in it. The problem is the wannabes that want to be a part of the drug game, the drug dealing game, and want to be a part of the violence and all that. You know, it's just that I think it's cool to be killing each other. I go, not to shout out World Star Hip Hop, but I'm on that, not to knock it, but I am knocking it. I see a lot of the garbage on it. I'm just like,
there is a lot of garbage on World Star Hip Hop every day. They had Young Dro with like a video of a dog made out of weed. A
like,
dog, like somebody carved a dog out of a brick of weed.
Exactly.
Like,
what
and
is
he's
that?
Like,
what is that point?
And it had so many hits.
I have three times.
I have
to say about that, though. I just have a quick thing to say about that. Y'all said World Star Hip Hop, right?
Yeah.
You know they were just, you know, they were exposed for their fake hits. All those hits aren't real. Those aren't accurate numbers right there on
wow.
that site. They do the
see,
thing where you
can,
yeah, like, but at the same time, those type of videos do get a lot of hits because people like to see, you know, the whack stuff out there now, and I'm not going to name any names because I see we have a listener in a chat room that loves this particular artist that I will not mention, but, you know, they click all those things on there and they just make you get thousands of hits. You just keep on clicking that refresh button like a million times, and they were exposed for that. Every time when I go on World Star Hip Hop, and all I got to do is look at the, like, first five videos, and I'm like, the whole roster, the whole lineup is whack. But that's just me.
It is.
They even had Ron Artest last week. I don't know why. This is so strange. He went on, like, Jimmy Kimmel's show with boxes on.
What is that? You know, the way I realized the industry, music, everything is being run by children. And I think there's no grown-ups. It's like, men and grown women really making decisions on dictating how what our youth is listening to and what it can. And because music is more than just music for us. I know me and we live this every day. I see children following Lil Wayne with little tattoos on tatted on their face, little tear tattoos on their face. You know, and for them cats it's just entertainment. But these people really thinking y'all really living this life. You know, so it's crazy, man. I just think it's crazy. That's why we need Fifth Element. People like Fifth Element Mag, you know what I mean, doing anything. We need people, we need stuff like that. We need Red Shades, you know, we need stuff like that so people can see the possibility and we got to push those hard. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, I see we're transitioning to another topic for those out there who are just tuning in. You know, we had an interview with you. We were talking about are you a product of your environment. And usually on my show, we have like random discussion as well. And it always seems to boil down to hip hop. And that's what I like about it, because we can talk about real-life issues. So what I want to say is now, one thing I noticed is somebody put a good point in there, and feel free to call in. I'm not going to say your name, but I'm going to say what you stated. You can call in 347-838-9910. You said it's entertainment. But because it's entertainment, does that give it an excuse for everything out to be, you know, mediocre right now? And is that an excuse? Or, you know, I just want to know for your opinions on the phone. You know, I would love to have this discussion with you, person in the chat room. Call up right now.
Can I say something on that?
Yes, you can.
All right. This is something I always talk about with people, man. People say, oh, just entertainment. All right. For example, the other day, I don't know if y'all seen it, Nas was on Fox News. Long story short, he was on Fox News. They asked him about the Dying album. He was on the Fox. You saw it, right?
Yep, I saw it.
And he talked about, he asked him about, does hip-hop influence? And Nas gave an intelligent answer, which was, what he said was wrong. It was true. But if you didn't believe, if music influences youth, in a certain way, you wouldn't make a song like I Know I Can.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, like, why are we saying it's just entertainment? This is garbage. For music, culturally, music has always been something real connected to us. You know, for black people, we learn different. We dance different, just from white people. You see how they dance. They dance different. We dance different. We learn different. I think we learn from the left side of our brain, something like that. But music connects. I don't know, Professor Griff broke it down from A Public Enemy, how it hits the chakra. It's deep. It's real deep. But music is really, it's more than just entertainment. And it's to a point that these people that's putting the music out, they use music to sell their products, McDonald's commercials. You name it. Music, they know music is more than entertainment. You know, and we're the only ones that's under just looking at it as just entertainment, you know, and it has a strong effect on us and our community, you know, because the youth really believe what's going on.
I hear you on that, but it's like you got to look at these shows. Like, I see somebody in chat was talking about the Soul Train Awards, and it's like even if you look at the MTV Awards, I was just twittering up that whole night. It was just a night of. It was just retarded how crazy things were, from like Lady Gaga to Kanye. Like, it was just like,
I mean, it was entertainment.
Just strange. Now, I mean, with Kanye, I don't even care, but even with, like, you know, with Little Mama, like, that blew up online.
Strange,
like,
dude,
Fabulous was just getting on Little Mama.
People are still making fun of her to the point where she made the B-Boy stand famous again. Like, I was like, every time they do it, they go, Little Mama, they be like, they do that little pose, and I'd be like, poor girl, you know, because, I mean, I like Little Mama, like, as a person. I'm like, why are you messing with her like that? And they be like, you know, every little thing she does nowadays, like, she needs to apologize for something. I don't think it was that big of a deal.
It wasn't even that serious. It was like a little gesture.
She came on the last 10 seconds. Like, she came on the last 10 seconds. Like, calm down. People be acting like Jay-Z.
But I don't know. Like, that whole Lady Gaga thing, I was just laughing. Like, it was comedy to me because it was like, yo, what is this chick wearing?
Yeah.
She came out with some red curtain.
That's true, man. You know, it's just like, I know I think we see, because people out there really follow this stuff to a point that I even go back to World Star, not to go back, they be having, not even World Star, just DVDs, just how violent our hood is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that comes from hip hop. I'm not saying hip hop is to blame for it, I just think that hip hop perpetuates it for people to continue to do it. And mind you, hip hop is just pointing out what they see in the hood, but the hood is also looking at what they see on hip hop, and okay, I'm gonna do it. And hip hop, you know, it's a back and forth thing.
Yeah, well, now one thing I will say about that, because I said this so many times, is you know, I will say that hip hop may influence people, but you can't say, my whole opinion is you can't say, oh, you know, I went and shot 5 people tonight because of hip hop. Like, my whole thing is I tell people to look at this before hip-hop even came about, like, before the 80s. Like, there were movies out here. So what was the motive for all the killings and the murders and the destruction in the world then? You can't just say, oh, hip-hop did this and that. And, like, I heard, you know, something happened at a Applies concert, and now because something happened there, somebody got stabbed. People in the hip hop genre can't come and perform anymore because hip hop made them stab each other. Are you sure?
That's so true. That is so true. Because if you look at the crime rates in different countries, like I know, I think it was like this one documentary I seen a couple years back. They showed like the crime. It was on Columbine, and they were showing like the different crime rates in different countries, like Canada, they only have like 2 people die all year. Same thing in Japan, it's like 3. If you look at the U.S. by gun rates, like how people die with guns, it's like literally close to 1 million. It's so crazy, and they blame it on hip-hop, but at the same time, not everybody's sitting out there screaming about gats and everything on their songs.
That's
you know,
true.
Like Mos Def is my favorite, but sometimes there's artists that do switch up whenever the heat gets on them. Like if you haven't noticed, there was a big debate around Eminem and if his songs were so violent. And then if you look at it, the next couple months he was making straight stupid songs. Like
exactly.
They didn't even involve violence.
That's crazy. It's crazy, but you know that's crazy you say that. But you know around the world, certain places like Palestine, for example. They got artists out there using, everywhere else besides America, use hip-hop for, I'm not going to say what it's for, using it to create change. Everywhere else, what I mean, America's like the only place that does, you know, in the bling-bling, heavily going harder. They got other places, little artists in other countries as well, but I know in London, they respect real good music. They respect music as a whole. I know they got artists that's using music to stop the wars going on in the Middle East. You know what I mean? They got certain rappers just really doing it for what respect it. Oh, man, this is all I'm going to say. In Africa, there's a store called Niggas based off of hip-hop. It's a hip-hop store called Niggas. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So
I'm Googling that.
Google it. People don't know. People don't know, and they think it's cool to be like that. You know, and that's the thing about it, man, is that in hip-hop is perpetuating that. It's cool to be that way, you know, and not showing a double. That's why Nas, I think that's why Nas said his hip hop is dead in the rapping form, because like they're only showing one way. I know my mentor always told me back in the day he had Brand Nubians. You know, it was just balance. Things is unbalanced now, so you know, it's just that people was just following the unbalanced and think it's cool. So you know,
good point. I can definitely respect that. That's good right there.
Yeah,
and,
but still, I mean, it's like I hate when they say things that just spawned off of hip-hop, like, you know, people are listening to these things. And the youth, every person has their own choice. So if somebody's like, I'm going to go to the airport and shoot everything up, no, you chose to do that. Hip-hop didn't, nobody was on a song like, there's no artist that sits there like, oh, if you got beef with somebody, go kill them. Nobody has directly said that. So it's just like, they use this music as an outlet to try to blame somebody. They try to put the blame on somebody.
At the end of the day,
they don't blame that person for their actions. They chose to do that. Like, it's like if I was to make a song right now, even if it was a violent song, I'm not directly telling anybody to go do that. And that's one thing that Tupac struggled with when he was alive. A lot of people were like downing him for what he talked about, and he's just like, no, this is just the life I live. I'm not telling anybody to go out and do anything.
But Tupac, one thing I'm glad you mentioned, because one thing about Pac is that if you watch his documentary, it shows the two people he dealt with that a lot of us young black men are dealing with. In our community dealing with the double personality of. Fighting with themselves to be this way because of the hood, but you want to be who you are, but you can't because you might get called a punk, or you know, you act like a white boy. You know, those things that Tupac fought against, and you can see it in him, and that he struggled with himself to a point that he died. You know, and that's what we're dealing with today. You know what I mean? It's a double personality. You know?
Right, and this is another person that I work with closely with Fifth Out Magazine, who's basically in jail. You know, and he speaks to me about these things, about how people in jail think and just how they end up there. Like, there's a lot of guys out there that you may stereotype them as a black male, and he's just going to be angry. Like, a lot of people look at black males like they're going to be angry.
Exactly.
And it's hard on us because you have to grow up with that in the back of your head with all the racism that's going on. And it's just like, come on, that's tough for somebody to grow up with.
Yeah.
And it's just like... He tells me how, like, some guys in jail, and it's like with the violence, there's always a key to violence. People don't want to sit down and talk to these people and find out why they're violent. Some people are just scared. You look at it like it's violence, like that's something wrong. Some people are just scared. They're defending themselves. That's all they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's real. That's real.
Yep.
Word.
All right. So, you know, that's, you know, I love this discussion right here. See, this is what I like, people, for all my new listeners out there. The whole point of Red Shades at the Hour is for a discussion. It is a conversation with the world. You know, I like to hear different people's opinions because that makes it a wonderful conversation. And you see what just happened here. We have my boy Mike Black. Everybody check him
Thank
out.
You.
You know, towards the end of the show, we always let people do their plug-ins on air or in the chat room. And we have the CEO of Fifth Element Magazine, Brownie. And we have some other listeners on the line. I thought we were going to have another caller that said they were calling in, but I guess, you know, something was going on with the lines. So if anybody has any closing statements, feel free to say them right now. You can promote anything.
All right. Shout out to Fifth Element Magazine. This conversation has been a blessing. I'm glad we're doing it on the air. People hear it because I know a lot of people need to hear this type of debate. Whether, you know, whether we agree or not, it's just people need to hear these open opinions about what's going on. People that generally cares about hip hop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Two, thank you, Red Shades. Thank you for development.
No problem.
Thank you. For real. Thanks, Mike. We're going to be working with you a lot more in the future, so.
Thank you.
Definitely
thank
forward
you.
To that.
And another thing, try to check out www.mikeblack.com. You're going to love it. I got music up there, download for free. You can buy my project also. Love y'all.
Yes, and everybody, I played Hip Hop is a Slave by Mike Black earlier.
Yes.
For those of you who are just now tuning in,
yes,
that is off. Let them know which mixtape or album that is off of Mike Black.
Okay, yeah, that's on my free project. That's what you go to go on my website, www.mikeblack.com. That's on Volume 1. You the Hip Hop is a Slave is going to be a campaign going to be running real soon by next month. You're going to see it on my website. Yeah, check it out and stay tuned to what I'm doing. It's going to be good music for the people, just putting out powerful music. You know, Ray Shade, me and Ray Shade are going to be soon be working together. So, you know,
yeah,
they can do what they do. But, yeah,
oh,
Hip Hop is
yeah.
Slave. It's on Volume 1. Go to my website, download it for free. And I also got another project, Cornea. You download that for free. And I got my other Volume 2. It was on iTunes. You can buy that if you want to support good music. So, thank you all.
No problem. Now, Brownie, you have your closing statements and your plugins. And thank you once again. Thanks for joining me.
Word.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, let me just make it known, like, Fifth Element is just here strictly for the love of hip-hop, to educate everybody about hip-hop, its roots,
word,
and what's going on now. We're not a garbage site that's going to be, like, world star hip-hop. I'm not going to post stupid videos, but it's like, you know, we're posting them just to show you guys what other people are doing. Like, I honestly did post that Ron Artest thing, because it's outrageous. But at the same time, we're generally out here for the love of hip-hop, for the people that love it, the people that want to maintain it and bring it back to life. That's what we're here for, you know? So it's like anybody that wants to support us, shoot me an email, FitzLEN. Well, hold on, I'm spelling this so wrong. Sorry, you guys. The number 5, FitzLEMENT, mag@gmail.com. You guys could always just find us there, shoot us an email if you want to support us, if you want to get on the mag itself, like, whatever you could do, just let us know.
Okay. And that is great. And you guys, you know, feel free to come back, you know, on other Sundays at the regular time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had a late show. Yeah, you know, feel free, anything. You know, we didn't have our Battle Zone today. I'm debating whether I should do it now. Do you guys feel like handsome upcoming artists and making your opinion on who makes it to the next round for next week?
Sure.
All right, because we didn't get to have it. I've been trying to play this song for like 2 months now, honestly, and we just haven't been able to have a Battle Zone. So, you know, we'll have that, and when we come back, the show will really be about to end. I'll probably play a mix to end it out, and I'll give my few shout-outs and everything. But everybody, take care. Thank you so much for listening to Red Shades at the Hour. But don't leave yet. This is Battle Zone. This is B-Rose and Experience the Poet with Coffeecat versus Game Time Productions straight out of Texas, a lot of different parts in Texas with Cocaine. So everybody listen, and you can put your votes in the chat room, and the people on the line can give me your votes on who you think should make it to the next round. Peace.
And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
Yeah, the majority, I got the expectation. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindsets, I am not considering. Would you like whack rap? That's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most steps, fit. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. 50-year-old 09, and cats is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's mass like guru, and yours is minuscule. Oops, minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill. Then executive peers, that's how they gotta deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain, there's clearly no reason for blame. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a Mr. Me Too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my favorite.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too. And if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's hot.
It is to you.
Then you don't like
it. I just said that, dude.
My friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like the music with a meaning, yeah, certain type. I got a rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claiming he the best, I'm dumb, take him serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a group, you gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Jocking niggas ain't my style, oh, we'll never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resort if you left you rhyme. Dr. Seuss, nigga, you like a math figure. But what happened to the lyrics when the beat is with it? Black rappers who get it should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Stop thinking the head and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to be original.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that, dude.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater.
Hello?
And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
No, I'm
and if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
My green is attract your ass. More potent than grass and stronger than Joe. Yeah. I guess we know how this shit goes. Arthritis shakes the way y'all flow. More vicious than shit on the radio. So here I go, catch my sound. Little smoke in earth then pass it around. Rap and sell it by the pound. She digs my pitch right off the mound. Pop it in, you'll hear my cry. Cry. Even green to make it touch the sky.
Yeah.
Airplanes couldn't touch my heart. So do me a favor and follow.
I mean, they go
draw. Oh, no draw.
Yeah.
Shit so smooth, sip it through a straw.
Draw.
So illegal to the law.
How?
Kill these niggas, call it so. Suspiciously,
yeah,
I pitch the G9s upside down like 6's B. So I wait for these niggas patiently so I can do these niggas viciously.
Oh, man, this is what I really know. I do.
Y'all ain't know what it is.
I'm all
way to the check. Cocaine, yeah. Glass of water, yeah. Rock it up, turn it into crack. I don't know what y'all bring it back. Came up in the hood, I'll fit the pack.
Yeah.
No back, 59, fit the head. Our white voice is just a match. Pulls it up on the porch, that's a trap. Shirt off, knocking shortstoppers off the map. Friends turn back when ain't nothing to flap. Niggas talking down, I'm still getting your dab. Hoes still rubbing on the nigga lap. Just because a nigga cool and a nigga can rap. But cocaine really put a nigga on. Money on my mind, money calling my phone. Money on my mind, Lil Wayne ringtone. At the yellow bone home at the dough ding dong. Young King got everything you need. 0.4 grams that you wouldn't believe. Every time a nigga hit a nigga sneeze. But don't tell nobody that you got it from me. Bad lady at the club, let me in for free. Two bottles hit it straight to the VIP. Old drunk bobbing out to the B.I.G. Pulling out the ID when they see it's me. Jean.
GPP, I ain't time for good, it'll feel it solid. Yeah, check my flow out, I'm on this track, chillin', golden flow in my words. Man, I got that drug flow, but I ain't flipping no birds. I got the hustle in my lyrics with the money on my mind. My mentality, I'm happy, aggressive with the grind. But I'm vibing, grooving to this smooth ass beat. And I'm in the zone, just need some drink and a sweet. With the money I maintain, stay clean without a stain. I'm fresh, clear skies above me, I see no rain. When I'm at the front of my hustle, getting green, the money comes. Get my paper like I got to stack it up till it falls. A financial distribution, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Paid heavy off my wordplay,
yeah.
Is what I'm
even
talking about.
Get it.
Yeah. Spitting black venom, ask Eddie Brock. Swag is too deadly, like that hot rock. Selling tracks like hustlers on the block, like niggas selling Glocks. The cops tell me to stop.
This that man D-Mill out that Game Time Productions, GTP, and you are now listening to Red Shades at the Hour, where hip-hop still lives.
All right, you know that song was a little bit long, and I forgot about that. But now I am going to ask the people in the chat room which song were they feeling the most, and I know there's a delay, so for all you listeners out there in the chat room, know your computer is not slow. Blog Talk Radio has a delay for the people who are not listening on the phone lines. So, just I'll give you a second. Let me know which one that you like the best. We still have Brownie on the line. Which one were you feeling the most and why?
I'm having mixed emotions, buddy, but I'm really feeling the first one. I like the hook with the female. It was really interactive, and that's something I could bump in my car. Like,
okay.
I love that song. The second one.
I sure will let them know. Okay, go ahead.
The second one, I like it. But it didn't quite make the cut for me. Like, you mentioned that in the chat room that the guy who made it was actually from Baltimore. And it sounded a lot like a New York type, you know, northeastern beat. It sounded like something that would come from up north. But I like how it was the best of both worlds. Like, it was people from the south that represented for it. But, you know, it's something I would listen to if I was mad or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why I went with the first one. The first one is something that, you know, I would really enjoy listening to.
Okay, well, thank you. I really appreciate that, you know, your opinion
that's
right
good.
There. And Mike Black, you said, oh, you hung up. It's okay. You can type your opinion right now, and I can say it out loud on the air. We have about 5 minutes left, and I see some people saying. I know. I had a great time. I see somebody saying it did sound New Yorkish, 90-ish, Biggie-ish. Mike Black said he likes the first one. And, yes, okay, so that looks like Copycat makes it to next round, people. Copycat, that was by B. Rose from California and Experience the Poet. I forgot where she was from, so I'm not going to say it and mess it up, but I know B. Rose is definitely from California, and be on the lookout for a collab coming from us soon. It's called There's Something. We're working on that track as we speak. And, yeah, everybody, you know, thank you so much for tuning in to Red Shades at the Hour, and we are now coming to a closing. You know, I always end this out with a mix. So, you know, it was great. Everybody check out Fifth Element Magazine. Check out Red Shades. You know, I do have a mixtape coming out soon. We'll be having an online mixtape release party right here, same place. All you have to do is make sure you click the link on one of the websites that I posted on. It will be at night. And the people who come here get it first. and then the next day we'll be available all over the internet and just, you know, support this, you know, us underground artists out here. It's called Take One Behind the Scenes, Behind the Shades, and you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same time, you know, I mean, same place, and I hope you enjoy. Brownie, what's the word? You have anything else to say, or you're good?
I'd just like to say I had a great time. Thank you, Shades, for bringing us on and letting us represent. You know, I really did have a good time, and it's just for the love of hip-hop, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Now, everybody, we're going to close this show with my latest single called Favorite Drug featuring my boy J Notes. Enjoy. Thank you. Have a safe night, and thank you for coming. Favorite Drug. Let's say J Notes.
To his shoes, he was looking fly. Never was amazed by these other guys. Brush him off, not for long. Next thing I'm waving by. Cause he had a face I never saw before. I give dudes a chance only if they are mature. And he was everything I'm looking for. Nice cut, real neat, all that and even more. Only the future knows what could be in store. Could he be the one, but I'm not even sure. So I guess I gotta find out. Looks are deceiving, gotta know him inside out. I said to myself, just give him a chance. He came to me close and asked for a dance. A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he would write.
That's right.
But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night.
Nope.
See, because I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that flight. But he wasn't trying to play me. He said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far this will take me. What these others can't see in me. I told him maybe so that could even be. But I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down. And I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice. And like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts. And all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always back. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs, cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.
Girls,
would act guarded. Now I get bombarded and some act retarded. By niggas I was hated. Served up bullshit, but I never ate it. Like it was related. Fake friends everywhere. Ditch them, get a better pair. I said fuck them, I was better to the atmosphere. I walk alone with a heart full of stone. Through the shattered glass, watching the cars pass. Where they go, I never know, but know my target. So I keep swinging like Fernando Vargas. The rain keep coming like the middle of August. But I just adjust to where it's a plus. And it's a must that I stay focused. The world's Chris Angel, focus, focus. But we all pack like swarms of locusts. But Block don't make it, tell the world I know this.
So far, we've been walking so far. Now we hopping in our cars and we headed for the stars. So far, everybody wanna hate today. So far, everybody wanna hate, so they only eat and taste, and we headed for the stakes. Now it seems like I'm on the right track, but despite that hate,